Harper One and Harper Audio present God is a Black Woman by Christina Cleveland. Read by Robin Eller. The events and experiences detailed herein are all true and have been faithfully rendered as I have remembered them to the best of my ability. Some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of the individuals involved. Though conversations come from my keen recollection of them, they are not written to represent word-for-word documentation. Rather, I've retold them in a way that evokes the real feeling and meaning of what was said, in keeping with the mood and spirit of the event. If the concept of God has any validity or any use, it can only be to make us larger, freer, and more loving. If God cannot do this, then it is time we got rid of him. James Baldwin, The Fire Next Time. Gods die, and when they truly die, they are unmourned and unremembered. Ideas are more difficult to kill than people, but they can be killed in the end. Neil Gaiman, American Gods. The white fathers told us, "I think, therefore I am." The Black mother within each of us, the poet, whispers in our dreams, "I feel, therefore I can be free." Audre Lorde, Sister Outsider. 1. She who is worth seeking at all costs. The terror exploded in my guts as soon as I heard the police sirens in the distance. They were coming for me. Just moments earlier, I had crossed the cobblestone square in the quaint town of Mauriac, France, and entered its fortress-like basilica. As I examined the cavernous interior, I was aggressively confronted with signs forbidding visitors from trespassing beyond the crimson velvet ropes surrounding the town's renowned 6th-century statue of the Black Madonna, an uncommon dark-skinned version of the Virgin Mary. Even with my flailing grasp of the French language, I understood that if I disregarded the signs, I risked setting off the church's alarm system. But the ropes hung more than 40 feet from the magnificent, unapologetically Black and female Madonna. My unapologetically Black and female body longed to be near this Black Madonna, whom people of diverse races, religions, and eras have recognized as a Black and female image of God. Though I was raised in a Black family and had spent significant time in Black church spaces, the image of a white male God permeated my being. I know I am not alone. The late Black tennis star Arthur Ashe shared his childhood experience with white male God with a reporter from Sports Illustrated, who wrote, "Every Sunday, Arthur Jr. had to go to church, either First Presbyterian or Westboard Baptist, where his parents had met, and where he would look up at a picture of Christ with blonde hair and blue eyes and wonder if God was on his side. Like Arthur Jr., I too questioned whether God was on my side. And after years of questioning, healing, and transformation, I had traveled all the way to the heart of central France to finally come face to face with the Black Madonna. Desperate for a divine image that I related to and breathed hope into my experience as a Black person, and as a woman, I had to be near this likeness of God that looked like me. Seeing her from a roped-off distance wasn't enough. I longed to gaze into her mysterious and kind eyes, to witness her unyielding clutch on her precious Black boy, to run my fingers along her centuries-old dark wooden body, and to stand before a sacred image of Black femininity. Eyeing the security cameras conspicuously aimed at the altar, I assessed the risks. On the one hand, I knew from experience that Black people and women are especially punished when we disregard rules. On the other hand, I knew that Black people and women are especially punished whenever we do pretty much anything. We live in a world that punishes us for having opinions, for existing, for taking up space. As I stood at the edge of the Black Madonna of Mauriac's altar, I recall the numerous beatings I had endured as a Black woman. Much like this one. "I can't tell if you're sloppy or mischievous." Those were the words a male audience member publicly said to me at the end of my academic lecture at Cambridge University.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?